in Christ Jesus, dear fellow believers. A few years ago, a church decided they wanted to build a bell tower. Soon after construction began, though, the bell tower shifted and was tilting a little bit. The builder obviously did not lay a firm enough foundation for the bell tower. They decided not to tear it down and start over again. They decided just, well, let's just keep building and see what happens. And for years, people were amazed that the bell tower continued to stand even though it was leaning at an angle. What really is an architectural failure has now turned into a world-famous tourist destination. You know this bell tower as the famous Leaning Tower of Pisa. It would be silly, foolish, to cut back on a foundation for a bell tower or a house or anything. It would be foolish for the engineer, the architect, to make a shallow and small foundation just so he would have extra money to have fancy furniture in his house or a home video system or a theater system or to be able to take a vacation when he's done with the project. That wouldn't work. I mean, by the end of the project, the house would look pretty nice, of course, but after a few years of frost and heavy rains, the house would shift and twist. The drywall would crack. The floors would buckle. It would all be ruined. It would all be ruined, including the fancy furniture and the home theater system. It would be foolish to use a small and shallow foundation for your house. And yet that's what many people do with their lives. Instead of building a firm, solid foundation on Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, many people spend their efforts chasing after fun things, things that they enjoy at the moment, and forget to lay a foundation. They chase after things such as a beautiful house with a wonderful landscape, fishing, sports of all kinds, crafts, hiking, camping as a family, and other things. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those things by themselves. But it is wrong if those things become more important than laying the foundation of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You can be rich and famous. You can spend your life helping other people and making a difference in the world. But if you do not have Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you have nothing. If we check our priorities tonight, we're going to have to be a little bit embarrassed because we'll have to admit that we don't focus on Jesus Christ the way we should. If you ever get a few spare moments in your day, are you excited because now you have more time to open your Bible and say a prayer, or do you stare at a screen with your extra time? If you end up with a little bit of extra money, are you excited because you're going to be able to support mission work more? Or do you think right away that you can spend it on yourself? Analyze your prayer life. Do you pray more for earthly things such as health and wealth than you do for spiritual things? Were you maybe thinking that, hey, I'm in church on Thursday night so I can check off Sunday and I don't need to go anymore, instead of saying, hey, I've got a chance to get more of God's Word? It's very easy to look at other people who do not know Jesus at all and to feel really good about ourselves because, well, we're in church on a Thursday night. We're connected to a quality Lutheran school. It's so easy to look at other people who have done bad things and to look at the few God-pleasing things we've done and pat ourselves on the back. But do you realize what you're doing when you pat yourself on the back for doing good things? You're not trusting in Jesus as your Savior. You're trusting in yourself, in your own goodness, and that's a foundation of sand. And that will not hold up your life. How can we hope to stand on judgment day when we can't even get through one day without sinning? We are in trouble, and we need more than help. We need a Savior. And that's what Isaiah does for us tonight. He points us to the Savior that we need desperately. In chapter 28, verse 16, he explains, so this is what the Sovereign Lord says. The Lord says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. That foundation stone, of course, is Jesus Christ. And he is tested. He has proved himself. He lived a perfect life, doing everything he was supposed to do, not succumbing to any temptation ever. He let himself get blamed for the sins of the whole world, which led him to the pain and the shame of Calvary's cross. He rose from the dead. He proved himself. He's a tested stone. He's the one that we really need. His resurrection becomes your resurrection through your baptism. In your baptism, you were connected to Jesus Christ. And so what is yours becomes his, and what is his becomes yours. You're connected to him in your baptism. His perfect life becomes your perfect life. So you can stand before God righteous and pure and holy. His death becomes your death, so you can know that your guilt is gone. His resurrection becomes your resurrection, so you know that when your lifeless body is laid in the tomb, it's going to wake up again and be strong and healthy forever. And your sins, my sins, were given to Jesus, who carried them to the cross and took them away. This is nothing iffy. This is no, I hope so. This is nothing wishy-washy. You can be absolutely certain. Isaiah explained here, the one who trusts will never be dismayed. You can know for sure that your guilt is gone and that heaven is yours full and free. Jesus Christ is the sure foundation of salvation. He's the one that we desperately need, and he's given to you for free. Jesus is also called here a precious cornerstone. Precious. There is no one and nothing more important in this world than Jesus Christ. And that's what this school here at Our Savior is all about. Your teachers here at Our Savior have done a very good job of teaching you the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, the sportsmanship, and every other skills that you, all the other skills you need to survive in our society. They've done a good job of that. Graduates from Our Savior generally do well in high school and beyond. You can rejoice in that. But in addition to those other things that you need, they also strengthen your foundation in Jesus Christ. That's what makes this school so special. Because it's here that that foundation that was given in your baptism is reinforced and strengthened. That's what makes all of the effort and all of the expense of operating a school worthwhile. And you might, students might not be aware of all the effort and energy that goes into running a school. But I know the people out there do. And it's worth it to strengthen that foundation. Jesus Christ is part of everything in this school. He's not just part of it. He is enmeshed in every activity here. Salvation, Jesus Christ, is not just something that happens in one class at the beginning of a day or once a week in chapel or at the end of a school year with one service. Jesus Christ permeates everything in the school. History becomes his story. Science becomes a study of God's creation. Discipline is not punishment. It's a careful application of God's law and gospel. And I could list a dozen other things that make this school so special. The good news of salvation through Jesus Christ here at Our Savior School is absolutely priceless. It is worth any expense. Your teachers here are not just teachers. They are ministers of the gospel. And we owe them our heartfelt appreciation and support. The teachers here may not seem so flashy or fancy to the outward eye, but from God's perspective, they are superheroes. Their sacrifices and level of dedication to continue to strengthen the foundation of faith in the students is humbling to me. I've gotten to know them over the years, and I've seen them work, and I've seen their hearts on display. I've seen them cry over students. I've seen them spend late nights taking care of things. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's not a job at all. It's a matter of the heart. They don't work hard and use their considerable skill just to teach you how to write a book report or do long division. Now, you know how much they want you to know how to write book reports and how important that long division stuff is, and they make it clear. It's important. But the reason they sacrifice themselves is because they want you to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so thank you, teachers. Thank you, teachers, for helping to reinforce that foundation, that one thing needful. And as a parent and as the pastor at St. Matthew, I say thank you to the entire congregation for supporting and working with these teachers and keeping this school going. I know it takes a lot of effort and energy. I know it is expensive, and I truly appreciate it, and I encourage you. And I pray that God continue to grant His grace so that this ministry can continue. Your Christian education is priceless. I confess that I struggle when someone says that they cannot afford a Christian education at Our Savior or at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School. I struggle because I don't get it. I know that every family situation is unique, and I do not mean to judge everyone who isn't come here. But if the deciding thing is only finances, we got a problem. If a child is denied a Christian education just so that the family can enjoy the fancy furniture and the home theater network and vacations out of state and other things, then the parents are laying a shallow and small foundation. I know that financial aid is available to make Christian education possible. There is no greater foundation, no greater investment, no greater gift you can give your children as a legacy than a Christian education. It was about 20 years ago that some structural engineers worked on the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And now it doesn't lean so much anymore. They reinforced the foundation on the weak side, and on the other side they attached heavy pallets of lead. And now instead of leaning at a 5.5% angle off center, it only leans at a 4% angle off center. That reinforcement took a lot of effort and a lot of money, but it was worth it. Engineers now say that the Leaning Tower of Pisa will stand for at least 200 more years. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. During your time here at Our Savior School, your foundation in Jesus Christ was reinforced. And it took a lot of effort and a lot of energy, but it was worth it. Now, there are no guarantees, though. When you stand before God one day, it won't work to show Him your diploma from Our Savior Lutheran School. You know that the devil is going to continue to use every opportunity he can to attack your faith for the rest of your lives. But the stronger your foundation in Jesus Christ, the stronger you can withstand the spiritual storms that swirl around us in our world of mixed up priorities and immorality. Reinforcing the foundation of faith is what this school is all about. Everyone who is here tonight is very happy for you. And I know, we know that decades from now, you're going to remember tonight, and we're excited for you. We're also very happy, happy for every student who has completed another year of education. It's wonderful. You worked hard. Good job. Let's celebrate. God has poured out His grace upon each one of you and upon the school. The beginning of the school year, we didn't know how we were going to get through, and here we are finished. God has been gracious to us again. Everyone here wants the best for you. And we want you to do well in high school and beyond. We want you to have that good paying job. We want you to enjoy a life filled with happiness and blessings. But more than a decent career, more than any award, we want you to stay connected to Jesus Christ for the rest of your lives, so that one day you can stand before Him not pointing to your eighth grade diploma or to any other accomplishment you make in this life, but pointing to Jesus Christ as the one thing needful. He is the foundation of your faith. He is your Savior. He poured out His blood to save you. He gave His life so that you could live. He rose from the dead so that you can look forward to the eternal happiness of heaven. He ascended to heaven so that He can prepare a place for you, and He is ruling over all things to guide and to provide. He is the one thing that you need throughout this life, and you have Him. And that foundation of faith was reinforced here. So celebrate tonight. All of you celebrate. Rejoice in God's blessings to you. And give thanks for the many blessings that have come to you through this school here at Our Savior. And then dedicate yourself to building even higher on that foundation as you stay dedicated to Jesus Christ and His Word for the rest of your lives, no matter what. Our earnest prayer for you, literally our prayer for you, and for everyone here tonight, is that you stay connected to Jesus Christ here and eternally. That you stay steadfast on His Word, which reveals Jesus as the Savior you need. Our earnest prayer, Lord, keep them steadfast in Your Word. Lord, keep them steadfast in Your Word. Amen.